took him a while to realize it had come from him, the sound rusty from disuse. Ethan ran his fingers over now whitish fur that wriggled in delight, the dog's belly rounded with the extra weight of middle age. I missed you, boy. God, how old are you now, buddy? 14? 15? 16, and in better shape than all of us. Welcome home, Ethan. He craned his neck around. Ophelia stood on the porch, her lips curved in a soft smile. She was dressed in an ankle-length floral skirt, sandals, and a yellow gauzy tank top showing off her willowy form. Her strawberry blonde hair was pulled back from her face in a ponytail. She'd always reminded him of a fairy, with her pointed chin, two large eyes, and petite build. Of course, his sister had an inner strength and thirst for life like no other he'd ever known, hidden beneath a Tinkerbell surface. Once, he'd imagined she'd be bigger than the singer Adele, with her giant voice that mesmerized anyone in her vicinity, but it seemed she'd decided to settle for running the family bed and breakfast. "Tink, you look good," she groaned, taking the few steps down to close the distance. "Don't call me that. It was torturous enough when we were kids. I refuse to accept it as an adult." He grabbed her, enjoying her laugh as he spun her around and wheezy barked.